People with strong pain bodies often reach a point where they feel their life is becoming unbearable, where they can't take any more pain, any more drama. One person expressed this by saying plainly and simply that she was fed up with being unhappy. Some people may feel, as I did, that they cannot live with themselves anymore. Inner peace then becomes their first priority. Their acute emotional pain forces them to disidentify from the content of their minds and the mental-emotional structures that give birth to and perpetuate the unhappy me. They then know that neither their unhappy story nor the emotion they feel is who they are. They realize they are the knowing, not the known. Rather than pulling them into unconsciousness, the pain body becomes their awakener, the decisive factor that forces them into a state of presence. However, due to the unprecedented influx of consciousness we are witnessing on the planet now, many people no longer need to go through the depths of acute suffering to be able to disidentify from the pain body. Whenever they notice they have slipped back into a dysfunctional state, they are able to choose to step out of identification with thinking and emotion and enter the state of presence. They relinquish resistance, become still and alert, one with what is, within and without. The next step in human evolution is not inevitable, but for the first time in the history of our planet, it can be a conscious choice. Who is making that choice? You are. And who are you? Consciousness that has become conscious of itself. Breaking free of the pain body. A question people frequently ask is, how long does it take to become free of the pain body? The answer is, of course, that it depends both on the density of an individual's pain body as well as the degree or intensity of that individual's arising presence. But it is not the pain body, but identification with it that causes the suffering that you inflict on yourself and others. It is not the pain body, but identification with the pain body that forces you to relive the past again and again, and keeps you in a state of unconsciousness. So a more important question to ask would be this: how long does it take to become free of identification with the pain body? And the answer to that question is, it takes no time at all. When the pain body is activated, know that what you are feeling is the pain body in you. This knowing is all that is needed to break your identification with it. And when identification with it ceases, the transmutation begins. The knowing prevents the old emotion from rising up into your head and taking over not only the internal dialogue, but also your actions as well as interactions with other people. This means the pain body cannot use you anymore and renew itself through you. The old emotion may then still live in you for a while and come up periodically. It may also still occasionally trick you into identifying with it again, and thus obscure the knowing, but not for long. Not projecting the old emotion into situations means facing it directly within yourself. It may not be pleasant, but it won't kill you. Your presence is more than capable of containing it. The emotion is not who you are. When you feel the pain body, don't fall into the error of thinking there's something wrong with you. Making yourself into a problem, the ego loves that. The knowing needs to be followed by accepting. Anything else will obscure it again. Accepting means you allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling at that moment. It is part of the isness of the now. You can't argue with what is. Well, you can, but if you do, you suffer. Through allowing, you become what you are, vast, spacious. You become whole. You are not a fragment anymore, which is how the ego perceives itself. Your true nature emerges which is one with the nature of God. Jesus points to this when he says, "Be ye whole, even as your Father in heaven is whole." The New Testament's "be ye perfect" is a mistranslation of the original Greek word, which means whole. This is to say, you don't need to become whole, but be what you already are, with or without the pain body.